bumper bundle of fundraising across Mid-Essex. Mid-Essex is so generous. A range of news stories on charities benefiting across the area have appeared in the past week. Here is a summary. Life-saving bleed control kits have been distributed in Great Dunmow containing equipment needed to stem life-threatening bleeding until emergency services arrive, including a tourniquet and trauma gauze. Donated through Essex County Council, they can be found at the Black Lion Pub, Dunmow Convenience Store and Great Dunmow Hotel. Two more bleed kits will be installed in the town at a later date. A father is organising fundraising meal evenings at Bengal Heights Restaurant in Heybridge to raise money for Great Ormond Street Hospital, which helped care for his late son. Foyaj Mia, who formerly ran Curry Nights in Malden High Street, wants to say thanks for help given over Zaid, who died aged 16 in 2020. The fundraising takes place on Wednesday, May the 29th and Thursday, May the 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. on both evenings, with a three-course meal costing £29.95 per head and half of the takings going to Great Ormond Street. Charity-run Malden Museum in the Park is looking for new trustees to join its management team for the next 3 years. Ideally, candidates will have a legal or business background to complement the existing team's skill set. As volunteer trustees, they will make sure all decisions made in connection to the museum benefit the public. An 8-year-old girl from Witham has scooped the annual Yopping Artist of the Year title with a painting of her dog Forrest, who sadly passed away a few months ago. Bonnie Lloyd said, "I feel so happy and excited. Forrest was the best boy and always loved a hug. My rainbow of colours represent how happy he made me feel, and the flowers are for joy." Olympic and world champion cyclist Chris Boardman cheered two-wheeled fundraisers during a 40-mile bike ride through Halstead area villages. The non-competitive spring sortie event was raising funds for Recycle, a charity which sends unwanted bikes to Africa to help locals get access to a quality used bikes. Riders took on either a 42 or 64 mile route to and from the charity's base at Wormingford. Rethink Mental Illness hosted an event with free cakes, live music, entertainment, stalls and child painting on Saturday, May the 18th at Braintree Community Centre. A Place to Be You, a non-profit company, will also have a stall to share how its hub helps people in Corner House in the heart of Braintree. Volunteer Leanne also organised a sponsored head shave with funds going back to the hub. Dementia Adventure has taken over the Dementia Gardening Group at Jubilee Allotments in Dunmow, previously run by the Alzheimer's Society. Each session now sees six volunteers help six people with dementia to maintain the two allotment plots. Activities extend beyond gardening to include a game of bowls and light refreshments, with support tailored to each person's abilities. Havens Hospices have confirmed this year's Chelmsford Marathon and Half Marathon is returning on Sunday, October the 13th. The Essex-based charity, which provides specialist care for children across the county, says it is already open for entrance through its website. Both runs will start and finish in Chelmsford Central Park. Halstead in Bloom will be raising funds with a plant stall later this month in Weaver's Court on Bank Holiday Saturday, May the 25th. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., the organisation will be selling a mixture of bedding plants, shrubs, fruit bushes and more to help buy winter plants for the town. An exhibition of low vision equipment, technology and services involving a range of different suppliers is being held at the Central Baptist Church in Victoria Road, Chelmsford. Organised by Colchester-based Essex Site, it's on Wednesday, May the 29th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry is free and no booking is required. 8 charities across the east of England, including 3 in Uttlesford, have been given a share of more than £25,000 from the Saffron Building Society Community Fund. Among the grant recipients are local organisations Brightview Farm, Digit Community Allotment and Enterprise East Group. Helen Rollison Cancer Charity has received £1,500 towards its support groups from Essex-based housing developer Barrett and David Wilson Homes. It offers a variety of services for those who have been affected by cancer, including counselling, massages, reflexology and support groups from its base in Hatfield Peveril. 600 fundraisers took part in the various routes of the Farley Hospice Walk for Life on Sunday, May the 12th, it has been revealed. Organisers hope the target of bringing in £50,000 will be achieved.